vaginal sex with my miniature stallion.
I was very tempted at the point to have sloppy sex. It turned me on. It was so erotic.
I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses and some of the other horses that I enjoyed. My miniature stallion was dropped and masturbating. One thing led to another, and I couldn't resist, so I bent down and started sucking on him. And then he tried climbing on top of me, so the next thing I know, my pants are down, and I'm bending over for him, and I'm like, excuse me, I can't resist. I call it a hubba hubba. He just kind of goes, brr.
I have anal sex with the miniature stallion. He kind of trains me.
It's Friday, May 1st, 2009. Coming up on the program today, it's Dress Up Like a Retard Day in Australia. Plus, mice love the chewy, dry taste of the elderly and geriatric tit groping on the short bus. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for joining me on the Friday podcast, ending the week with a great program for you. I was just at my local, like, drugstore, and this fucking swine flu hysteria has reached a fevered pitch. Right as you walk into the store, there's a huge display of hand sanitizer, flu medication, masks for your face, gloves. How many people have died in the United States from this, exactly? One, and he wasn't even from here, he was from Mexico. Okay, just checking. I did some research. More people die each year from getting hit in the head with a wayward golf ball than this fucking flu. You know, I've been going on and on about the monkey future. Maybe it's the pigs who's trying to bring us down. It's turned into a real hamdemic. The other thing, I was talking to one of the ladies at the drugstore because I did purchase some masks. I cleaned them out. I don't want people actually using them. So I had to, you know, buy out their stock. People were giving me dirty looks. As a matter of fact, today's album artwork shows me in the fetal position with my precious Taff doll, scared shitless that the swine flu is knocking on my door. But anyway, she was talking about how she always carries a hand sanitizer with her. And, you know, I told her, she said it makes her skin dry, and I said, you know what, I have dry skin, right? Like, my whole life. Like, if you look at my skin right now, like, in between my my finger and my thumb, that little little web, I guess, it's all white and chapped and stuff, because I just have really dry skin, and I think that's going to help me. Because, now, follow me here. If someone gets a cut on their skin, right? You have to worry about infection, right? Bacteria and stuff like that. And the reason is, in my head, I'm not a medical doctor or anything close to it, people that have moist skin, you know what I mean? Like, isn't that where shit breeds? Like, moist, damp areas? Or warm, damp areas? I don't have to worry about that because my skin is so dry. There's nowhere for the bacteria and infection to grow, right? I'm a retard. It's true, though. I don't ever get, skin infections or scabby, pussy shit. I'm practically indestructible, is what I'm saying. All right, moving on. Apparently, in Congress, they are debating a hate crimes bill that's been presented. This is to add protection for the careless fairies and vaginas full of AIDS out there. Now, Representative Alcee Hastings, or some close approximation to that name, he was on the floor. I'm not sure. I can't tell if he's in support of this amendment or not. However, he starts rattling off some bizarre fetishes. Take a listen.
And certainly, the author of it did spend some time looking in the dictionary or creating new terms. And I apologize to our transcriber. But I want to put in the record what we have to put up with in the Rules Committee.
This is what we have to put up with.
The term sexual orientation, this amendment, proposed amendment said, as used in this act or any amendment made by this act, does not include a pedophilia, Asphyxophilia.
Oh, okay, now I understand what's going on here. So they're excluding certain fetishes from the hate crime bill.
Apotomophilia.
Like apotomophilia.
Apotomophilia.
By the way, that is amputee fetish, right? Stump fucking, basically. If I was a stump fucker, I'd be pretty pissed. Like, what happens if someone attacks me because I like to have an amputated leg up my asshole? You know what I mean?
Apotomophilia. Asphyxophilia. Autogynophilia.
Autogynophilia? What did that mean?
Chorophilia, exhibitionism, fetishism, frauderism, gerontosexuality, incest...
Oh, that's for, like, old people, right?
Thermania, chlysomophilia, necrophilia, patrilesia, pedophilia, sexual masochism, sexual sadism, telephone, satellogia, toucherism. Transgenderism, transsexual, transvestite.
Now this shit should be run through the auto-tuner.
Transvestite, fetishism, urophilia, voyeurism, and zoophilia.
That's our Congress hard at work. So some of the ones that he mentioned, coprophilia is, shit play, scat stuff. Klismophilia is enema fetishes, wet, wild, and stinky. Which, by the way, were a few rejected names for the Seven Dwarfs. Very sexy. And frotourism, or however he pronounced it, refers to, rubbing on people to get off. Like, no actual dick in a hole action. So there you go. Aw, the poor enema freaks being specifically excluded from the hate crimes bill. Sorry, it's just not your time, scat freaks. Give it another 10 or 3,000 years. We'll come around. Now, switching gears just slightly, Tina is back. She's one of my favorite U-tards. Now, we've played many clips of Tina singing to Backstreet Boys songs or Jonas Brothers songs. She has her own talk show, though, she's created. This is where she gives recommendations for various video games or movies or CDs you should be purchasing. Let's take a listen. Let's see what Tina has to say. She's been gone for a while.
This is episode 5 of Tina's Talk. Last time I gave you a preview of the show for episode 4.
My name is Tina, and this is Tina's Talk. I'm totally going as Tina for Halloween this year.
And the games that you should get are Harvest Moon, because they're about farming.
Really? That's the best you got? It's about farming. What little girl doesn't want to play a game all about shoveling pig shit?
And they're really awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
You should get Harvest Moon 3 of Tranquility for the Wii. Harvest Moon DS, Harvest Moon DS Cute, and Harvest Moon 3DS Island of Happiness.
Okay, you could have just said, buy all the Harvest Moon games. You didn't have to list all of them. Ooh. Honestly, she kind of looks like a ham.
And the music that you get is Black and Blue by the Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before they took a break in the year 2002. This is 2000.
Yeah, they took a break because no one wanted to buy their fucking shit anymore.
And they made number 3 on the Billboard. Now, the movie of the week is Day After Tomorrow. She should get it because it's about climatologist who wants to go see his son in New York, but think he's gonna die because
of global warming and the climate change.
The global warming.
Global warming.
When everything freezes up.
Yeah, everything freezes up in a matter of what, like 3 hours or something?
And people die.
It's the most ridiculous movie.
I'm gonna sing the song Crush by Mandy Moore. Ooh, I got a crush on you.
There's my angel.
I hope you feel the way that I do. I get a rush when I'm with you.
All right.
I got a crush.
Thank you,
on
Tina.
You.
Another great episode of Tina Talks. I've got a product for you ladies who are suffering from cunt bunching. It's called the Cuccini. I don't think we've talked about this on the show, but it's a pad that is comfortable and lightweight and adheres to any undergarment, such as including but not limited to panties, bikini, and sports attire. It smooths the ridges of a woman's coont area by providing their lips by providing a smooth and camouflaged appearance. See, if I was a woman, I wouldn't want my pussy camouflaged. I want that shit out there for guys to look at and appreciate. You don't hide your pussy. You share it with the world. It's glorious. You know, I've been wondering what to do with www.pubicpuff.com, and I think I figured it out. I'm going to create a product that is the exact opposite of the Cuscini. It's going to be something that you stuff in your pants that enhances the look of your pussy. Like, makes it look bigger and the lips wider and fuller. These are going to be some massive camel toes in your face. Go big or go home, that's what I say. As a matter of fact, I need to trademark that and get Cheryl Murkowski to be my spokeswoman. If there are any actresses listening to the program, email me because I'm going to be casting for the infomercial. I'm casting for two women. The first character is Carol. She's the thin, pussy-lipped, down-on-her-luck gal who just got back from a lousy date. And Jen, her upbeat friend that tells her all she needs to attract guys is a bigger, puffier pussy. Yes, this is brilliant. It's all coming together. Vacuum pussy pumpers are okay, but some are expensive and dangerous. Now you can get that desirable plump cunt that men love for a fraction of the cost. Introducing the Pubic Puff. And then, like all great infomercials, I'll give away a little cheaper product free. If you order Pubic Puff now, you'll receive a free bonus. Now you too can have the look of thick, erect nipples anytime with Tits Great shirt inserts. Made with a dark, areola-like material that will show through just about any fabric. What do you think of those melons? Oh my god, she's not wearing a bra! I can totally see her tits! It's great! No, tits great! Look, it's not a great product, but it's a free throw-in. Gotta be conscious of my costs. So that's my new million-dollar idea. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked-up news right now! Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. This is your month. If you like the show, show me by signing up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Trying for a massive push this month, so if you've been on the fence, give it a shot. Superfreaksideshow.com. I'm doing everything I can on my end. We've already done a bonus episode, an extended show. We did a weekend podcast. A video cast was just posted yesterday. Got another weekend show for you. A lot of great exclusive content is popping up on the Sideshow feed, and I'm going to be launching the new website as well. It's less than the price of one lousy value meal at McDonald's. And I won't give you high cholesterol. Not next week, but the week after will be a full week of Sideshow exclusive shows. So you guys that aren't paying members will just get best of shows. Not next week, but the week starting May 11th. Seems like we do those Sideshow exclusive weeks twice a year or something like that. So it's about time we do one. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Australia, and I wish I was a student there. A primary school has infuriated parents and disability advocates by, I do that on a daily basis, by asking students to come to school dressed as a disabled person as part of a fundraiser. Now, if I were going to participate in this campaign, and I am, I don't live in Australia, but that's okay. I believe in their cause. I would wear a blonde wig, a dress, and fingernail polish. And I would go as my favorite tard.
My name is William and I like to wear dresses.
Now, William, repeat after me. If I could be a woman, my body would be stunning.
If I could be a woman, my body would be stunning.
It would be steamy, fiery, and I'd probably weigh 100 pounds.
It would be steamy, fiery. And I'll probably weigh 100 pounds.
I would be happy looking like a woman and living a life in drag.
I would be happy looking like a woman and living a life in drag. Mm-hmm.
Love that guy. All right, in a newsletter sent home to parents on Wednesday, Ramco Primary School in South Australia advised it would hold a disability day and fundraiser on Friday, May 29th, with prizes for the best students dressed as a person with a disability. The aim of the dress-up is to raise money for a clinic that repairs cleft lips and palates in children. Operation Smile! Its newsletter said there will be prizes for the best students dressed as a person with a disability. Get your thinking hats on. Something those poor disabled kids don't have. They should have said, put your window-licking hats on. All right, yes, put your thinking hats on and see what disability you can represent. The well-meaning idea has missed the mark, with one disbelieving parent said she had spoken to other parents who were also bemused by the concept, wondering how they were meant to dress their child. Principal Barry Nevin said the idea had been to raise student awareness of what it's like to cope daily with a disability, but the idea had not been conveyed well in the newsletter. Got a bunch of retards writing that thing! I'm gonna see him getting angry. Yes, Paralympic gold medalist Matt Cowdrey said while he was sure the school's intentions were good, he didn't think this is the best way to raise attention. Quote, people with disabilities want to be treated and should be treated no different to anybody else in the community, he said. Disability advocate David Hull said the dress-up day was in poor taste and there were better ways to create awareness, but none as fun or hilarious as this way. Who would have thought disability advocates and parents would have a problem with the dress your child as a retard day? Really is mind-boggling. People are so sensitive. All right, second story we have for you today. This one also comes from Australia, our most fucked up continent. A bedridden war veteran was found with bloody ears, hands, face, and neck after being severely chewed up by swarming mice at a Southwest Queensland nursing home. Willard, is that you? Crappy movie, Willard. All right, opposition MP, I don't know what that means, Ray Hoppers. I'm sure it's something so obvious and people will email me and I'll feel like a fucking retard. Anyways, opposition MP Ray Hopper said Queensland Health had been slow to respond to a mice plague at the Dalby Hospital, which includes a nursing home, leading to the attack on the 89-year-old man. The man's daughter said staff found her father bleeding from the bites to his head, neck, ears, and hands. Quote, the top of his ears were severely chewed, and he had bites to his head and neck. His hands were covered in blood because he was trying to get the mice off of him. Why didn't he just say, help me, or press the little button on his bed, call a nurse or something? Yet another scenario where Life Alert could have come in handy.
I'm having chest pain!
It's because a mouse is burrowing its way into your heart, Mr. Miller.
I'm calling paramedics and your family, Mr. Miller.
You need to call pest control is who you need to call. And a good funeral home. He's not gonna make it.
I've fallen, and I can't get up!
Shut up, Mrs. Fletcher. This isn't about you. By the way, I love the shot of the old lady who says, I've fallen and I can't get up, because you see her walker, which has fallen over. She's in the bathroom, which leads me to believe that she was going to take a shit, and now she can't get to the toilet. She has to wait for Life Alert. She's gonna shit herself.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
Yeah, make sure the help is bringing a roll of TP, because I noticed she's out of that as well. All right, back to the story here. Yes, his hands were covered in blood because he was trying to get the mice off of him. Mr. Hopper said the man was so distressed that doctors had put him on morphine to calm him down and to ease the pain, I'm guessing. He said it was normal to see an increase in mice in Dalby at the onset of winter, and the problem was handled with chemical spray. Queensland Health has rostered an extra staff and pest control agent since the weekend to kill mice at the home. A little too late now. Federal Aging Minister Justine Elliott said she was disturbed by the report of the elderly man's ordeal, but there was no need to evacuate residents at the home. Now see, people say I'm cruel to advocate mandatory euthanasia, but when you're so old, rats are eating your face because they think you're dead. And you can't do anything about it because you're so feeble and weak, can't even speak. There's no quality of life there. Let me help you end your pain. It would be my pleasure. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Japan, and...
One, two, one. Oh.
Of course. Now, look, I'm not trying to pick on the mentally handicapped today, but this story does involve a 14-year-old mentally disabled girl. Police have arrested a 73-year-old man on suspicion of sexual harassment, accused of kissing and... Okay, could you imagine a 73-year-old near dead with his real dry mouth doing that weird tongue lick thing? Right? Trying to get his lips moist. Kissing a frothy-mouthed 14-year-old mentally disabled girl. Oh, it's porn from hell is what that is. All right, yes, he's accused of kissing and fondling a 14-year-old girl on a bus as she was on her way to public special needs school. I finally figured out why that Riri wanted a van so bad.
I will not have to ride the bus no more. I will have my own van.
Oh, it's because she kept getting groped on the bus.
He would have a lift on it so I could get in and drive it.
Yeah, we need a lift.
I would get in
Okay, look.
Behind the stairwell.
We don't have a lot of time to talk about
but
your van.
I would not use my hands.
Okay.
See, they don't work.
Yes, your hands are gimpy.
I will use my voice to make it go.
That's not possible, so just
my
shut up.
My would be... pink.
Okay, great. Pink van. All right, moving on. Police said Atushi Yamagami accompanied students on the bus, which picked up and dropped off the special needs students from April 2002 until late last month when he retired from his position. He's accused of kissing the girl and rubbing her breasts over a period of about 20 minutes on the morning of March 4th as the...
My van is sexy.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes, it's a sexy van. The bus was pretty sexy, too, as I understand it. Yes, as the bus headed to the school, carrying about 20 students at the time. The incident came to light after his actions were recorded by a video camera installed by the bus driver, who handed the tape to police. Police said the 47-year-old male bus driver first noticed Yamagami, or whatever the hell his name is, touching the student in May of last year. But when he spoke to the management of the company that operated the bus, he was asked how he felt about not working for them anymore. I understand what you're getting at. The driver then abandoned discussion with management and installed the camera without their knowledge. Yamagami has admitted to the allegations and told police, "I did it because I thought she wouldn't tell anyone about it. She's cute, her body's big, and she was easy to take care of. I like her."
And they would go off to car heaven and make car babies.
This crazy broad wants to fuck her van. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky deekies as we end the week.
Hey, Tana. I'm just some chick from the most fucked up state ever, and I just wanted to say that I don't know most girls that can queef.
Oh.
And I can't queef either.
Oh, that's
so maybe or may not be a special thing. I think whether or not being a virgin has something to do with it. But yeah, I just want to give my 2 cents on that.
I didn't even put the connection of being a virgin. I'm assuming your cherry would have to been popped.
Yeah, maybe queefing
to queef.
Is a good thing. Or
I don't know.
Whatever. See ya.
All right, so queefing may be a special talent after all.
Hi, Tim Henson.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim. You're under a freak.
I can't understand what's going on there. Moving on.
Hey, Tim. Molly here. I was calling real quick just to say that the guy that called in and called me a bitch because I said that I hated the guy yelling at the video game.
I think that was uncalled for, yes.
Dang, dude, that called me a bitch. That was kind of harsh, man. I'm not saying I hadn't lost my temper and yelled. I mean, that totally happens. I probably do that more than you have. I wasn't trying to say that that's not cool. But it's just that, dude, I don't know. He's got on my nerves.
Yeah.
Maybe if he'd use, like, you know, better expletives or something.
Yeah.
I could have handled it. But, geez, I wasn't trying to say that was, like, you know, people were stupid. Because, I mean, I've done it too. But
right, everyone just calm down. We're all friends here.
Damn. Hey, yes. Techno Geek with Spreadsheets here. Hey, I just wanted to point out, you missed an absolute perfect opportunity with that story about those fucking idiot housewife, that goddamn infomercial about using the internet.
Right, yes.
To play Pussy Power. Yeah, you know, that's like the perfect scenario for that. But anyway, I love your show. Love you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Some more here?
Hey, Craig, I got a question for you, Steve. How come when people call your show, they don't know what your name is? I mean, Christ, everyone knows it's Greg by now.
Right.
I mean, you know what's funny is when they call in, they're like, hey, Mike, I love your show, man. Been listening for several years, right? How the fuck do you listen to something for several years and not know what your fucking name is? Name me anyway.
I hurt myself.
Hey, Fergus Freak. The beauty of your X-ray porn idea.
You know, it seems like every day I come up with a new million-dollar idea, and I never act on it. I need capital is the problem. That's why I'm trying to get a lot of subscriptions this month, trying to put some of these ideas in action.
Ugly people can finally be in porn. Because you
won't
have to see them. All you'd see is their bones on bones. Be pretty cool shit.
That is great. Ugly people can finally have a shot at porn.
I'm willing to be an investor. I got $10.
All right.
I got to put towards it.
$10. We need, I don't know how much X-ray machines are, but I don't think that $10 will go very far, but hopefully we'll be able to raise enough funds.
Hey,
for this.
Tim, sideshow member here, Vince from Boeing. I've been laid off
as of
May 22nd coming up. And where the fuck was Fantastic Tuesday? Did I miss it? You need to bring back Hobo Tuesday also.
Hobo Tuesday?
It's Hobo Tuesday.
I don't recall Hobo Tuesday, but that sounds like something I would do. There was a Sextastic Tuesday show that was posted on the feed. It was a classic edition. I don't know if you remember the Scooby-Doo porn, but that's what it was this week.
The homeless guy yelling at people, "What's up? What's up?" And the other racist
wow.
bum, you know.
You do a pretty good impression of that guy.
Shit in your ass, bitch! I fucking fuck you, shit in the ass, nigger! Oh, God fucking nigger! You know, that was quite enjoyable. Also, I got a question for you.
Oh, right.
If you're laying down, you know, at your house, you know, you're feeling a little horny, you get up, you pop in a little porno. You know, you're sitting back, you're ready to jerk it, and all of a sudden, Joe comes walking through the door. You perch up. You look around. You try to hide what you're doing, but he sees you. So Joe walks over, and he's like, "Timothy, use this blindfold. I'll treat you right." So you put on the blindfold, Tim. You sit back. Next thing you know, your dick's in a nice, warm, moist hole, bobbing and throbbing up and down. You're ready to come. You're ready to come.
You really thought this scenario through, didn't you?
Takes off the blindfold, and you're fucking a Pomeranian. The question is, Tim, did you stop or continue?
Depends how far along you are. I mean, the damage has been done probably already, right? I mean, you know, the crime has already been committed, so... I mean, does it really matter at that point? Might as well finish up.
Hey, this is Distorted Listener Rossi. I called in a few weeks ago, completely drugged up on NyQuil, called myself a viewer, said I was stuck in bread for spring bake. And I just wanted to apologize for that.
Oh, no need to apologize.
We
all had a good time making fun of you.
Hilarious how you made fun of my voicemail and how much I made you rage. Anyway,
honestly, it doesn't take a lot to get me upset.
The question, no, I can't queef on command, and I don't know of anybody who can. And
it truly is a talent. Those queefers that I feature on the show should be applauded.
I want to request a Sextastic Tuesday story I read about on Freakopedia, where it's like Distorted View fan fiction, and it has your mom, and she's a hooker. And
oh my god, if anyone remembers what date that was, I'd be happy to play it again, I guess. I'll have my mom on the line while I replay it. She can comment throughout it. Alright, and finally today.
Hey Tim, it's Jonathan from Bryan, Ohio.
Jonathan!
I just wanted to tell you, I saw a video online last night. It was a news clip from some, I don't know what channel it was, it's a news channel. And they're talking about the dangers of text messaging while driving, right?
Right.
So I ended up watching it because I was super bored. And it has this video of this bus driver texting, and he doesn't see that the cars have stopped in front of him. He's on like a high
I heard about this.
Highway or something going like 65 miles an hour. Just bashes right into him. So I get a little bit of a laugh out of it. You know, the guy's an idiot. Nobody got hurt. And then I realize something. He's driving a short bus.
Oh, no.
And they showed a little bit of footage of the back seats where the people were sitting, which means somewhere on the internet right now, there's footage of go-tards going from 0 to 65.
I'm pretty sure there is. I thought I saw a video clip, and I almost clicked on it to watch it, but then I got distracted by something else. Goddamn shiny objects in my face. Thank you very much, Jonathan from Bryan, Ohio, and everyone who voicemailed me. Keep those voicemails coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's a no God.
My name is William, and I like to wear dresses.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. If you guys are not Sideshow members, sign up right now because I got a weekend bonus show for you. Otherwise, we will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. See you back on Monday. Until then, bye, everybody!
Automophilia, asphyxophilia, autogynephilia, chorophilia, exhibitionism, fetishism, frauderism, gerontosexuality, incest, kleptomania, chrysomophilia, necrophilia, patriolesia, pedophilia, sexual masochism, sexual sadism, telephone, satellogia, torturism.